Basically, what we did is we split our content team. So if for Grove, there's four different content teachers. Two that are kind of that we talk about as the humanities team, and one that we talk about as the STEAM team, which is STEM plus arts. Basically, we split the day into two halves. And the humanities team has dibs on scheduling the first half of the day. The STEAM team has dibs on scheduling the second half of the day for scholars. And then every Wednesday night, dibs is up for the next week, which means then anybody can go wherever and schedule kids. And the reason to do that, and it's been working well for us, is all of our content teachers have a handful of lessons that they're going to be planning pretty far out in advance. That might be recurring. You do one round of competency-based data assessments, and say, okay, for the next 6 weeks or so, I want to do guided reading with these six kids Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8:30 to 8:45 with these eight kids from 9:45 to et cetera. And within your dibs time, you can just schedule those out, those recurring lessons out indefinitely, right? Once dibs is up for the next week, you can then do the more kind of, okay, you know, and I want to get a double dip with these guys, and I want to meet with this scholar, and you can kind of see who's free to plan that.